Absolutely You in Corbin Gyros. This Saturday, it's a 19-plus show, doors at 8 p.m., and advance tickets are available for $15 online. I hope I can make it out to their show. It's so far amazing music. So what? Getting into this my birthday grand set here, beginning with Megan Aversa with the song Wildflowers from Blood Moon to be released at the end of the week on June 7th. So here's Megan here on the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope.
Thank you. myself every time I start to deepen my voice during sex. I refuse.
for my special birthday observational set there, we began with Megan Aversa with Wildflowers off the new album Blood Moon to be released this Friday, June 7th. So if you're around Toronto on June 8th, the Saturday, make sure to get out to her album release party at the Monarch Tavern. Find all the information online for this show. I'm going to try and make it out myself. Let's see. Then we heard dear fellow queerdo musician Devours. He's released a new single called XY. In his own words, it's for the gays and about the gays, but everyone is invited to listen, as everyone did listen to it just now. I should actually mention now that we're in June, it is Pride Month, and now I'm going to start seeping in more queer content and queer artists to support each other. So this is the start of adding queerness more. So then speaking of queer, we have Moonbean with a new single as well called S Club 7. That is S and then K-L-U-B 7. They are currently on their Only Vans 2024 tour, going all over Canada for notable dates coming up, especially for June. They're playing a lot of Pride events. On June 15th, they'll be in Owen Sound as part of the Grey Bruce Pride. They're playing the Rumpus Room, which is a very fabulous room to play in. And then June 29th, they'll be performing at Toronto Pride. And then later on in July, obviously for Guelph, we have at that time Hillside Festival, and Moonbean will be playing one of those days. I don't have all the information. I should probably look up all the artists now and try and feature them very soon. Then another artist I've been infatuated with recently, Ghostly Kisses. They have now released their sophomore album, Dark Room, and we listened to Oceans in our set here. And finally, Men I Trust for my birthday, because they're right now my top artists that I always go back and listen to. Men I Trust, as well as Bjork, I always go back to them. So we just listened to my absolute favorite song called Sugar off the Untourable album, released in 2021. To finish off this session, I have another indulgent band, Ninja Sex Party, the fabulous, hilarious, funny, eclectic, fun duo of Dan Avedon, also known as Danny Sexbang, and the theoretical physicist turned musician Brian Wecht, also known as Ninja Brian. Their music and albums are one of the many forms of therapy that when I feel overwhelmed and stressed with myself and the world around me. And it's been like that I'm trying to get myself out of there, but Ninja Sex Party helps. So that's why I'm also playing them today. I actually got a chance to listen to their newest album, which they released early in the year, and I just haven't had the chance until now. It came at the right time. So the album is called These Nuts, and I'm going to be playing two tracks, one shorter and then in a funny track, and then the other one's funny too. The tracks are called My Pet Python, and then we'll listen to Death Metal. So with that, happy birthday to me. That's tomorrow. Wish me happy birthday. And this has been the SMK, the Sentinel's Marvelous Kaleidoscope on CFRU 93.3 FM in Guelph, Ontario, online at CFRU.ca and Mixcloud, and syndicating across the lands. Keep informed with this award-winning show on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter at SMK Observes. I have been your guardian overseer, Nicholas Cooper. Until next we behold, look inward and beyond.
I bought a pet python, he's been big and he's huge and he's my very best friend in the world. I leave his cage open because we use the honor system and I know he'll never get out. Oh my God.
Definitely isn't death metal. It sounds more like Jimmy Buffett.
We laughed at the way he's always joking around, and then we tuned our ukuleles to get that dark sound. We were in the metal festival that night to play with some bands. It was such a great list, like Demigod Elves and Chasm of Filth and Maggot Desecration and Graves of Piss. Steel drum solo. Thank you.